Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all songs released in the first 5 months of 1968. This half hour, we'll hear songs released in January, February, and March of 1968. We'll hear from the Four Tops, Shorty Long, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Chuck Jackson, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Jimmy Ruffin, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the Isley Brothers, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Was The End of Our Road, and that reached number 15 the featured year of 1968. Before that, we heard from Shorty Long, a song that only reached number 75. That was called Night for Last, and we started with the Four Tops, Walk Away Renee, and that reached number 14 in January of 1968. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we're featuring all Motown songs released in January, February, and March of 1968. Well, coming up, a song that didn't reach very high on the charts, only number 94, by Chuck Jackson. Well, North Carolina native Chuck Jackson was already a bona fide star when he arrived at Motown in October 1967. He joined the Dell Vikings in 1957 at age 20, shortly after their success with a song called Whispering Bells. Well, Jackie Wilson, another great artist, convinced him to go solo, and in 1961, he landed on a record label called Scepter Wand. There, Jackson scored with a series of pop, rhythm, and blues classics co-written by Burt Bacharach. Well, by the time Mr. Jackson arrived at Motown, he was 30 years old and hitless. Unfortunately, he remained hitless on the Motown record label. But here is Chuck Jackson right here on Motown.
It comes to the world.
motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com.
To me, and you ask me how much.
Jimmy Ruffin with I'll Say Forever My Love, and that reached number 77 in the featured year of 1968. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with If You Can Want, number 11. And we started with Chuck Jackson, You Can't Let the Boy Overpower the Man in You, number 94 from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in January, February, and March of 1968 this half hour. Well, coming up, a great song by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Well, Bobby Taylor started a Motown already a working singer, arranger, and talent scout, whose pre-Detroit career alone fills several branches of rock's family tree. He was part Puerto Rican, part Native American, and his next-door neighbor was Marvin Gaye. Well, Taylor recalled that none of us knew we were going to go into the music business. I wanted to be a baseball player, and I was a good one, too. Well, music's call was the loudest during that period for Bobby Taylor. He relocated to Texas, and he was in a band called the Columbus Pharaohs. They cut their first record, a song called Give Me Your Love, for a record label called Esther in 1958. Well, meanwhile, up in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, another band started to take shape. That band was called the Shades, a nod to their color differences, which included Tommy Chong on guitar. Well, the two groups eventually came together as Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Perhaps Bobby Taylor's biggest claim to fame is he introduced the Jackson 5 to Motown president Berry Gordy Jr. Here is Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, right here on Motown Memories.
Stood still, my life
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this entire half hour, we have featured Motown songs released in January, February, and March of 1968. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we'll hear songs released in March, April, and May of 1968. All coming up right here on Motown Memories.